My message for today is righteousness consciousness. Being able to get our minds in a state where it is righteous conscious. Righteous awareness. Being aware of what is right. Being aware of who is right. Being aware of, so we're thinking right, we're acting right, we're speaking right. This is righteousness consciousness. Too often we are in sin consciousness. Sin consciousness means we're aware of everything that is wrong. We are aware of the mistakes that we're making. We're aware of the wrong things we're thinking. We're aware of the wrong things we're doing. And we're also aware of what everybody else is doing wrong. We're aware that our coworkers aren't saying or doing the right thing. We're aware that our neighbor has said or done something wrong. So we're aware of all the mistakes and the shortcomings of everything in the world. And so we see everything that is wrong with the world when we are in a sin consciousness. There are too many people in a sin consciousness. And if we're walking with God, having a relationship with God, we should not be in a sin consciousness. We should be in a righteousness consciousness, meaning we should be seeing what is right, what is good, because we want to be doing what is good. If we are believing what is right, then we'll begin to do what is right, we'll begin to say what is right, and we'll begin to be right. If we are saying or focused on a sin consciousness, we are looking at what is wrong. We are going to begin to believe what is wrong. We are going to begin to do what is wrong. We are going to begin to speak what is wrong. It's that simple. So we have to renew our minds and bring it over into a righteousness consciousness. I want to read something from what Paul wrote here. This is very interesting. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. Here's what Paul says. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. And we have cheated no one. This is what Paul says. Paul says, I've wronged nobody. I've corrupted nobody. I've done nothing wrong, is what Paul says. Well, I don't know about you, but I think Stephen, the disciple, might have a problem with this. Stephen, the disciple, was stoned to death. And Paul was a part of that. I've done nothing wrong. Is Paul lying here when he says this? Is Paul a liar that he is saying that he has done nothing wrong? Can you believe that? Can you believe he's never wronged anybody? This is the guy that was going out there and persecuting Christians. He had these documents, and he would go out there and find them, and he would beat them, and he would kill them, and he would throw them into prison. And this guy is saying, we have wronged nobody. We have corrupted no one. We have not cheated a single person. It sounds like he's lying to me. Even we can go back to Acts in chapter 22. Here's what he says to the Lord Jesus when he's talking in the Spirit to him. He says, I imprisoned, I beat those who believed on you, meaning on Jesus. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. This is what Paul basically is telling Jesus in the Spirit. He's telling him, this is what I did. And yet he has the audacity to say here, we have wronged nobody. But he's right. He's not lying. It's true. Because Paul, the Paul that did the stoning and all that other stuff, died. He died on the road to Damascus. When he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him in the Spirit as a great light. And Paul saw this. At the time, he was called Saul. And when he saw that light, he suddenly heard this voice say, why are you persecuting me? And Paul said, who am I? I'm not persecuting you. But he realized right then when he encountered Jesus, he had that relationship with Jesus, the old him died, was no longer anymore. And now he was born a new man. He could see with new eyes in the world. He could walk in a new way. He was changed. He was a new creation. And it talks about this. If we read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And that's what happened to Paul. On the road to Damascus, he met Jesus. And he became a new person. He was born again, is what they call it. He was born again when he received the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, into him, and he became somebody new. What that means is all of that stuff he did before was not there anymore. Because it had passed away. It was, that's not him anymore. He's not that guy. He's a new guy. He's a new creation. He's a new creature. And as a new creature, here he is speaking and saying, we have done no wrong. And he is telling the truth. He's done no wrong. He has corrupted no one. He has cheated no one. He is speaking the truth. Each one of you are new creatures. Each one of you has received God into your heart. You invited Jesus to come into your heart, and you received that Holy Spirit. You were baptized, and you too have begun a new life. That means the things that you did before should not be on your mind. You shouldn't be thinking how you hurt somebody, or you said the wrong thing, or you, maybe when you were a kid, juvenile, maybe you were shoplifting, maybe you were at one time addicted to something, maybe at one time you said something that really tore somebody's heart out. You shouldn't be dwelling on those things and be condemning yourself, because if you are, you're in a sin consciousness. You need to be like Paul. Paul's got a righteousness consciousness. He is saying, I'm right. And he's right now because he's been transformed when he received Jesus into a new creature. You are new creatures. You need to be thinking the same way, that I have a new life, that I am a good guy, that I know what is right and what is good, and I'm walking with God, and I am filled with the Spirit of God. I'm filled with the Spirit of love. I've been transformed. So we got to wipe out of our mind the sin consciousness. If we're still remembering what is wrong, and just take a moment and see, can you just say to yourself right now, just in your heart, can you say, I've done no wrong. I've never hurt nobody. I've never harmed anybody. I've never said anything incorrectly. Can you say that? Or is part of you go, nah, you're lying. You're a liar. You hear that voice saying that? If you have, then you haven't renewed your mind yet to have a righteousness consciousness. You need to be able to say, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation because I'm walking with Christ. Christ meaning the anointed one. He was the one that was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love. And then when you receive him, when you receive Christ, you become the anointed, meaning you now have the Holy Spirit anointing upon you. And that's when you're born again into a new life. The old you passes away. The old Paul was buried on that road, on the side of that road to Damascus. There's that tombstone right there with his name on it, Saul. Because that was his name. It even showed that he changed because now his name is Paul. He was transformed completely. You know, a lot of us, we will receive Jesus into our hearts and we will be baptized, and our minds, though, will stay in a sin consciousness, will be stuck in the old you. And as long as you're in that mentality, then you're thinking about what you've done wrong and you can't receive what is right. You think Paul could have done all the incredible things he did for the church, for Jesus, for the gospel? Do you think he could have done that all if he was still in a sin consciousness? If he was still thinking about, I'm a murderer, you know, and I've hurt people, and I've condemned people, and I've imprisoned people, and I've beaten people. If he had that kind of mentality, a sin mentality, seeing what is wrong, do you think he could have done healings? You think when that snake, poisonous snake, bit him, do you think he would have healed from it? Do you think he could have healed the sick and the lepers and the cripples? Do you think he would have come back from stone, being stoned to death, to being alive again if he had had sin consciousness? No, because miracles don't work in people that have a sin consciousness. People that are in a sin consciousness are always seeing what is wrong. And when we see what is wrong, we get what is wrong. We do what is wrong. It continues to plague us. We have to see ourselves in a different way, in a new way, as a new creation. This is the incredible thing about what God has done for us. We can become a new creation. Everything that before is wiped away. It's washed away. It's blotted out. God doesn't remember it. If you think about it this way, God doesn't remember. Now, how does God not remember something? Because God remembers everything. It has to be wiped out. It has to be erased. It's not even there in the records anymore. It's not in the memory banks. It's been cleaned out. That means everything about you, everything about Paul, all those mistakes that you made before you ever invited Jesus into your heart, have been wiped away. They've been blotted out. God doesn't remember them anymore because they're not there. He chose to release them. He did that because he believed in us stepping into righteousness. And the only way that could happen is by us becoming new creations, being made anew through receiving the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love now leading us in our life. And that's now when we change and we become somebody different. But in order to do that, we got to let our minds be renewed. Because if our mind keeps thinking like the old me, then it hasn't passed away. We keep resurrecting it again. We don't want to remember that. This is one time where it's okay to associate yourself with death. A lot of times we don't want to be associated with death. Pass away. No, don't talk to me about that. I don't want to hear anything about me passing away. I'd like to wait a few years. But yes, you do want to hear about this in terms of the old you. You want the old you to pass away so you can become the new creation. You want to let go of the sin mentality or consciousness so you can step into righteousness consciousness, so you can receive what God has provided for you. So it's okay for the old you to pass away and be born anew into a new life with a new understanding, with new beliefs, so that you can do new things and receive what is good from God. And that's what God wants for us. That's what where God wants us to be. Here's something that, here's the way it talks about it in Colossians when it's wiped away in chapter 2, verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. The handwriting, meaning all the charges that were written against you. Just think, it talks about in certain parts of the Bible where all the things you did are written in the book of life. There's something about your life, and it's written every line, everything you've done has been written down there. Oh man, all those things I did, all those things I said, they're written there line by line. But here it talks about the handwriting was wiped out. I remember one day when we were doing a Bible study, and I was asking God about this, and he showed me a book, and it was the book of my life. It was my book. And when I opened it, the pages were completely blank. It had been wiped out. All that handwriting, all those things that I might have been worried about, the mistakes that I made, the shortcomings that I had, the people that I hurt, that time I shoplifted, that time I stole, that time I told a lie. You know, all those little things that you feel are adding up and building up on your shoulders, and you're worried about them when you hear, oh, there's something written in a book. All you got to know is it's been wiped out. This is like charges when a prisoner in the old days, especially at the time of Paul, when a prisoner would be condemned, all of his charges were written on a piece of paper. It was written line by line, everything that he did. And when he had served his time, and it was time to come out of prison, that piece of paper was taken down, and all those charges were wiped out. Why? Because he had paid his debt to society. He had paid his debt already, so all of that could be taken down, taken off the record, because he was now clean and free again. But we got to remember, that's the thing, is anytime there's a crime committed, somebody's got to be punished for it, right? Somebody's got to pay the price for that. And what we have to remember, though, is God created a plan, though, in order to make that payment happen. And what he did was he came and walked on the earth. And he took the punishment for all of that. Remember, they talk about they put a paper up above his head with the charges. That represented all the charges that we did. Because he wasn't guilty. He was free of sin. He was in righteousness. But he took all the mistakes, all the shortcomings, everything that was ever done, everything that was ever going to be done, everything that was being done at that time. And it was, he took the punishment for that. He took it, meaning now that those charges are wiped out. The handwriting is taken down now. It's wiped away. You can't be charged. There's not going to be somebody punished again for the same crime. That wouldn't be justice, would it, if you were punished again? Somebody was already punished for the things you did. So you don't have to be. You're free now. And that's why we now walk as a new creation. We couldn't have received the punishment and then been righteous. But because God came and walked on the earth as Jesus and took that punishment on himself, he was able to turn it around for our good and make us righteous when we believe in him. Paul believes in Jesus, and he was speaking the gospel of him. And his mind got to the point where he now understands so clearly, I'm not guilty of those things. The punishment's already been paid for those things that I did in the past. I am good. I am righteous. I have harmed nobody. That's the way it is. If you're a legalistic-minded person, you know, if you like to, oh, there's got to be justice. Somebody made a mistake. Somebody's got to pay for that. If that's the kind of mentality you are, then you're stuck in a sin consciousness because you keep seeing what is wrong and you keep wanting somebody to pay for what is wrong. And you don't remember that Jesus already paid for what was wrong. He already did the time. You know, so we don't have to do the time. And it's like he volunteered and said, I'll do the time for you. I'll do your time so that you can be a new creation, be created anew. This is really good stuff. You guys should be really excited right now. You look like you're falling asleep. You should be very excited about this. Somebody else did your time for you. Why? So you can walk in a whole new way. So you can walk in a righteousness consciousness. The minute we start to really understand that we are right with God, and we are right with God when we receive Jesus into our heart, that's when we are made right with God. Because we believe. We say, I believe that God came and walked as Jesus and took care of all those problems that I had. He took care of the addictions, and he took care of the lying, and he took care of the stealing, and he took care of, you know, when I was saying mean things or when I was angry, and he took care of the sickness. He took care of the disease, meaning that if you were a sickly person or had a problem that was physical before, and now you've invited Jesus into your heart, you no longer are that sickly person. You are made right physically. So you are made right spiritually. You are made right physically. You are made right in your heart. And now you just need to be seeing that and believing that you are righteous. You need to start working on walking around and saying, I am good. There is nothing wrong with me. I've never hurt nobody. I've never harmed anybody. I'm good with God. If your mind starts to jump in there and go, oh no, you did that thing that one time. You hurt those people. You know, you said that mean thing and they were crying. You've got to cleanse your mind of that and renew your mind to that. Because you don't want to be falling into that. You've got to renew your mind. Make your mind anew. Because you're already a new creation in God. How do we do the renewing? How did Paul renew his mind? Because we read about the things that he did. How was his mind renewed? There are all kinds of programs and techniques and things out there in the world that try to give us new empowerment, new understanding, new beliefs, you know. So there's all kinds of courses, all kinds of things you can be a part of. But this is the most incredible and the most easiest and the original one. And it works. And it works easily. How do we renew our mind to righteousness? Well, if we want to stay in a sin consciousness, we keep focusing on what is wrong. If we keep seeing what is wrong, we'll keep believing what is wrong, we'll keep doing what is wrong, we'll keep saying what is wrong, and we'll keep getting what is wrong. So if we want to be in a righteousness consciousness, we got to focus on what's right. What is right? What is good? What can we focus on that's right and good and pure? Jesus. Jesus is the righteousness right there. He is righteousness. He is good. He is perfect. And when we focus on him, when we begin to meditate on all the things that he did and how amazing they were, when we begin to meditate on what he said, he was talking sometimes incredible stuff about love and forgiveness. When we begin to meditate on that daily, you're meditating and focusing on righteousness. When you're looking at righteousness the same, you begin to now think right. You begin to believe right. You begin to speak right. you begin to do right. How is your mind renewed? So simply, just by meditating on Jesus and everything he said and everything he did. And the more you just fall in love in this relationship, this personal relationship that you're having with God, the more you will walk in a right way. There was a great experience we had in Bible study on Thursday. In the verses, it was talking about seeing face to face, like in a mirror. And this one girl, Jean, asked, you know, what does that mean? What does it mean? And what she saw was Jesus standing before her. And as she saw Jesus, she understood, oh, does that mean I need to focus on you? And that's exactly what it meant. Here she was seeing, when we want to become, she was seeing this point about when you want to become righteous, you focus on what is right. The most right thing, the most good thing that we know that has ever existed was God when he walked on the earth. That is what is perfect. That is what is perfect in what he said, perfect in what he did, perfect in how he did it, perfect in the order he did it. It was all perfect. And when we focus on that, that's what's focusing on what is being right. That's what righteousness means. We're focusing on what is good. And now we begin to think that. We begin to believe that. We begin to receive that. Now, what does that do for you when you have a righteousness consciousness? Like I said, when you're in a sin consciousness, you begin to get what's bad because you're focused on what's bad. Same token, when you're focused on what is right, you begin to receive what is right. God wants you to receive blessing. He wants you to receive abundance. He wants you to receive prosperity. And now when your mind is renewed, where you can walk and say, I have done no wrong. I have hurt nobody. I am made a new creation. I am a new creature because I have received the righteousness of Jesus into my heart. Now, the favor of God begins to come down upon you. The blessing of God begins to come upon you. The healing of God becomes upon you. If you're in a sin mentality or a sin consciousness, you can't receive the miracles of God. You can't receive the blessings and the favor of God. God has provided them for you and they're waiting. But because your mind is focused on the wrong thing, you can't receive it. It's all waiting. The abundance, the prosperity. God has laid up riches in heaven for you that are want to pour down into the earth. He has laid up health for you. He has laid up goodness for you. He has laid up opportunities for you. They're just waiting for you. But if you're in the wrong mentality, then you can't receive them because you're focused on the wrong thing. You're going to be manifesting what is bad, what is wrong, what is difficult, the mistakes, rather than receiving the right, what is right for you, the blessings, the miracles, and the goodness of God. We don't want to be a double-minded person because this doesn't work. A double-minded person where maybe on the one hand you're nodding with me and you're going, oh yes, I want to believe what is right. I believe Jesus did all this stuff for me. And on the other hand, you're thinking about what somebody's doing wrong and you feel like they need to be punished for that. They need to get what they deserve. That person said something mean. They need to pay for that. You're in a sin consciousness. And you have a double-minded now. You have two minds. And two minds don't work. It just doesn't produce anything. You don't want to be like that. You want to renew that mind. And you can do it. It's very easy, as I said. As you focus on Jesus, your mind begins to be renewed. He takes away and cleanses away all that stuff. If we're still living in a sin consciousness, what is that saying? Because you might have received Jesus, but you're still living in a sin consciousness. You're saying, I don't believe the work that Jesus did. I don't believe that Jesus made me righteous. I don't believe that Jesus paid the price, the punishment, and took all that stuff upon himself. I don't believe in the things he did if you're in a sin consciousness. Instead, you're saying, I believe in the law. I believe when something is wrong, it's wrong. And somebody needs to pay a price for it. Instead of believing in the grace of God. Because, see, when we get out of jail free card, if you've ever played that game, I think it's Monopoly, right? Where you have the get out of jail free card. Isn't that cool when you have that? Because your little piece is going around and suddenly you land on the thing that says go to jail, or you pull the card, I guess it is, and you go to jail, and you have a little card that says get out of free. You're laughing when you get out. But that's the same thing we've got when we believe in Jesus. We've got a get out of free jail card. Immediately, we can get out of it. So we don't want to be falling into that belief that we're still under condemnation. Because we're saying we don't believe in the free get-out-of-jail-free card. We don't believe in the things that Jesus did. And if we're going to have the relationship with him and walk in righteousness, we got to believe 100%. We want to believe with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul that God wants to bless us. In order to receive that, we have to believe what is right. We have to have that righteousness consciousness. It is so simple. Don't get caught up in all the little programs out there in the world and the techniques and all the promises that people are making that say they can make your life better. Because a lot of them are just scams, shams, shammies, shamwows. And they might wow you, but in the end, you'll still be in that sin consciousness and you'll still be walking in darkness. God brings us into the light because he knows that we're good and he knows that you can do something incredible. He knows that you're capable of being awesome. That's why he said, I'm going to wipe out all those mistakes because I know you can do something amazing. I created you to be incredible. I created you to have a great life. I created you to be blessed in all ways, financially, physically, emotionally, in wisdom. I created you to have incredible success. I created you with gifts and talents and benefits, all kinds of gifts that are inside of you. And I'm going to wipe away all that other stuff so those gifts can come out. So you can truly fulfill your potential. So you can be your best self. And when we believe that, truly and totally, and we can walk like Paul did, saying, we have done no wrong, we have corrupted no one, we have cheated no one. When we can say that with a clear heart, understanding that we are a new creation, now we begin to walk in the favor of God. We begin to walk in the blessing of God. Life becomes fun. Life becomes easy, and everything is flowing together in alignment with God because that is the way that he made it, and he made it so for you because he loves you. He has nothing but love for you in his heart, and that's why he did it, so that you could walk and live a great life. You deserve it. God believes you deserve it. That's why he wiped all that other stuff out. Now you need to begin to believe you deserve it. By forming the righteousness consciousness and knowing that you are good and you are right, as long as you have that relationship with Jesus, you are right, you are good, and you can't fail. There is no way you can fail because God is behind your plan. He is working with you in all ways